days. Bleibe Shemen Sreife. The Mishnah says that you do not use Shemen Sreife for blockes near Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, my Shemen Sreife, Omar Rabbe Shemen Shel Trume Shenitmo. That is Shemen of Truma Tmeya. Vamai Kori Lo Shemen Sreife. Why is this called Shemen Sreife? Hoyel Ule Sreife Oimeit. Since the halacha is it has to be burned, one is not permitted to eat it. So therefore, that's why it's called Shemen Sreifa. So Rashi says, Pshat, Ule Sreifa Oimed, Sha'osa Ba'achila. It is Osa Ba'achila. The only Shimush that a person could, the only usage a person could have from Shemen Truma Shanitma is to burn it and derive benefit from the light or the heat. Ube Shabbos my time aloy. So why can't one use Shemen Shel Truma Shenitma on Shabbos? What's wrong with it? So the Gemara answers, this is Rabbis Teretz, Mitoch Shemitzvah Olav Levaroi. Since there's a mitzvah on the owner of the Shemen Shel Truma Shenitmeis, there's a mitzvah on him to get rid of it, to dispose of it. Zgzeira Shema Yat. So we were geyser, maybe he might want to make sure that the shemen gets burnt and no one will come to use it. So in Shabbos, when he'll see that the wick isn't burning too well, he'll adjust the wick in order to assure that it'll become all burnt in Shabbos and it'll be over the Isser Havore. So Rashi says, Shemitzvah Olav Levaroi, Dilme Osibe Lidei Takoled Achila. So Rashi explains that Rabbah held there's really no mitzvah min ha-Torah to destroy shemen shel truma shenitmeis. It is only a din d'rabbanan. And because of this din d'rabbanan, they were geyser shema yad. Omar le Abaye. So Abaye asked Rabbah elomiyato biyontev lishteri. So beyond it, if the whole reason one is not permitted to use Shemen Sreife in Shabbos, because he might come and adjust the wick, and he'll be over the Isser of Havore, so that only applies in Shabbos, where Havore is also. But Yontev, that Havore is Mutter, and he's deriving benefit from adjusting the wick, it's illuminating better. So let it be mutter in yontev. Alomos nan. Why did we learn in the next Mishnah? Ein madlikin b'shemen sreifa b'yontev. The one is not permitted to be madlik with shemen sreifa yontev. What could be wrong there? So Rabbi answered, gzeire yontev otu Shabbos. They were geyser yontev otu Shabbos. That means, if one would be permitted to use Shemen Sreife in Yontif, so one would use it in Shabbos also. So in order to assure that it won't be used on Shabbos, they had to aser Yontif, Gzeire Yontif Otu Shabbos. So that is the only reason why one is not permitted to use Shemen Sreife in Shabbos. It's because of a Gzeire. And Shemo Yate, and in Yontif, it's Gzeire Yontif Otu Shabbos. Rav Chisda Omar L'Shemo Yate Loichashinam. This chash that Rabbi was Mechadish, that a person, since he'll want that the Shemen Sreifa should become disposed of quickly, he might adjust the wick in Shabbos, Rav Chisda doesn't hold of this Gzeire. So if that is the case, so then the problem is, so why can one not be madlik b'shemen sreife b'shabbos? What's wrong? You madlik at Erev Shabbos, it's muta bahano for a kohen, so what's wrong? So Rav Chisda says the Mishnah is speaking about elohoche b'yontev shechal liyos Erev Shabbos askino. Our Mishnah, the first Mishnah by Mehmed Likin, is speaking about that Erev Shabbos was Yontif. Erev Shabbos was Yontif. in lefi she'ein sofim kodshim biyontiv. So as we explained Thursday, that the emison, there's a tremendous machloikis between Rav Chisda and Rabbe. Rav Chisda holds that there is a mitzvah to burn Trumat Meyen. And since there is a mitzvah to burn Trumat Meyen, Rashi, Shita, and Bey is, and we're learning now Shita's Rashi, that since there's a mitzvah that this should be destroyed, so the destruction of Trumat Meyen is considered a malacha. It has a chshivis of a malacha. So just like there's a lafi she'ein sofim kodshim biyontiv, just like the halacha is, one is not permitted to burn kodshim in yontiv, so for the same reason, one is not permitted to burn truma tmeya in yontiv. Even though truma tmeya, one is permitted to have hano, but al koponim shitas rashi is that the destruction of truma tmeya has a shame halacha, even though he's deriving benefit from it. So therefore, this is also biyontif, according to Rav Chisda. According to Rabbi, there's no such thing. According to Rabbi, one is permitted to burn Trumat Meyer in yontif, because since he's deriving benefit from it, there's no reason why he shouldn't be permitted to do it. Rav Chisda was machadish, there's a mitzvah to burn Trumat Meyer, and since there's a mitzvah, it falls into the category of Ein Seirfim Kodshim Biyontif. And the Mishnah that says that Eim Adlikim B'Shemen Tzreife is speaking about that Erev Shabbos was Yontif, so therefore one is not permitted to be Madlik Erev Shabbos Shemen Tzreife because he's Mechalo Yontif, Shein Tzreifim Kodshim B'Yontif. So the Gemara asks, V'homidiktoni Seife, how could you say that the first Mishnah in Bamem Adlikim is speaking about that he's madlik in yontif, v'amidiktani seifa ein madlikin b'shemen sreifa b'yontif. The next Mishnah says one is not permitted to be madlik b'shemen sreifa b'yontif, mechlal de reishe lav b'yontif askinam. The first Mishnah is not speaking about yontif. Amar abchanine misure, ma tam koma. The second Mishnah is explaining the first Mishnah. Matam, what is the reason that matam lefisha aim adlikin shemes reifa biyontif? The reason is because we're not madlik shemes reifa biyontif. That is why aim adlikin erev Shabbos, because it's speaking about that erev Shabbos was yontif. And then the chaydish oviv is meisa further than the gilse umay time aim adlikin shemes reifa biyontif. And why is one not permitted to be madlik shemen sreifa biyontif? V'she'ein sofim kodshim biyontif. Just like there's a mitzvah to burn kodshim, and since there is a mitzvah, so it is considered the kilui hakodshim, the destruction of kodshim is considered a malache. Hu adin shemen sreifa, it is also considered a malache, and therefore one is not permitted to burn shemen sreifa biyontif. So we have here Amachloikis, Rav Chisda, and Rabbe. Why is one not permitted to be madlik shemen sreife biyontiv alone? According to Rav Chisda, one is not permitted because ain't seifen kotchim biyontiv. According to Rabbe, one is not permitted because gzeire yontiv otu Shabbos. Let us see Taisvis and the Chavdalit Omed Aleph. Gzeire Yontif Otu Shabbos. So it comes out, according to Rav Chisda, Meiker Adin, if one would be permitted to be Madlik Shemen Sreife B'Yontif, because since he's deriving benefit from the Hadloke, so it should be muta. One is havore letzerich yontiv is muta. So the aselt hadloke shemen sreife agzeire mishum erev Shabbos. And erev Shabbos is also agzeire shemen yad. V'koshe l'rashbe. So the Rashbe asks a kashe, Hodisna bepeiri gimel de beye. There's a Mishnah in the third perik in beye that says as follows. Maise vishol rab tarfon aleho va'al hachalo shen nitmeis. Chale had become tome. Now chale has the same halacha like trume. And the trume shen nitmeis is, one is permitted to burn and derive benefit. So the same thing is chala also. One is permitted to burn it and derive benefit from the chala while it is burning. Now, Rav Tarfon asked the shaila that there was chala that became tome, and became tome in Yontif, and he asked the shaila, is it mukze or is it not mukze? Now, this shaila depends as follows. If one is permitted to burn it, so why should it be mukze? He could use it. If one is not permitted to burn it, so then it's mukze. He can't do anything with it. It's like eitzim vavonim. It has no use whatsoever. Then it would be mukze. Now, this shaila l'chayre should be dependent in the machlokes between Rabbe and Rav Chisda. According to Rav Chisda holds that one is not permitted to burn trumet meye in yontiv als ein seufem kochim biyontiv. It is an iser min ha-teire to burn it, so there is no use whatsoever that one can derive from trumet meye. So therefore it is mukze. According to Rav Chisda, that Rav Chisda holds that really one is permitted to burn trumet meye in yontiv. No, they were geyser by shemen. Shemen shel trumet meye, shemen sreifa, they were geyser erev yontiv oto erev Shabbos. Because one might come and use the shemen erev Shabbos, and he might be matve. But chalot meye, there's no gzeire. We don't have this gzeire by chalot meye in Shabbos alone. So therefore, so why is it mukze? That is Tosfos Kash. Maise v'shol rab tarfon aleho, v'alachale shenitmeis. V'omru loy, and they told him, loy yezizein mimkoimo. You're not allowed to move this chalot meye, because you can't do anything with it. V'hashto, and now this is speaking about yontif. This is yontif, it is yontif, and he has chalot meye. So why can't he do anything with it? V'hashto l'rabe amai lo yazizeno. Why is he not permitted to move it? V'hachozi lehesik tachas tavshila. In yontif you're allowed to burn it. The leishayich bo lemigzer yontif otu Shabbos kemoi b'shemen. That means like this. Shemen erev yontif one is not permitted to use. Just the same way one is not allowed to use shemen erev Shabbos. But in yontif alone, to use chalot meye, there's no gzeire in yontif otu Shabbos. Shabbos, no one will make a fire in Shabbos. So therefore, why isn't one permitted to burn chalot meye in yontif? Why is it mukze? V'chozi lehesik tachas tavshiloi leichshayich bo lemigzer yontif otu Shabbos kemoi b'shemen. The gzeire that we have by shemen does not apply by chalot. Olafi time it ain't self in kochim b'yontif according to Rav Chisda. It's very good. Akert, it's not also gzeire. One is not permitted to burn kochim b'yontif, and chalot meye falls into this category. But according to Rabbi, it is shver. The tzorich litchoik, so Tosfos says, eidoichik teretz de gazrinin chale otu shemen. The word b'shabbos is a grais. The gazrin, that's what the reshash says. The gazrinin chale otu shemen. When they made the gzeire, they realized as follows. If one would be permitted to burn chale in yontif, so one would burn shemen. And if one would burn shemen, so one would burn shemen erev Shabbos also. So they made one long gzeire, that one is not permitted to burn chale In Yontev Otu Shemen, in Shemen Otu Shemen Shel Erev Shabbos. That is what Taisvis holds a doichik. On the Etzim Kasha, there are two other terutzim. The Baal HaMoer wants to say a teretz as follows. That what, according to Rabbe, one is permitted to burn minatayre shemen sreife in yontif, that one is permitted to burn chala tmeya in yontif, that is only if he's deriving benefit from it. If he's burning it for the mitzvah, that is also. One is not permitted to burn it for the mitzvah. It's folk yontif. Yontif is only permitted if he's making the havara letzayrech yontif. So the Baal HaMoer says as follows. When a person is burning shemen, he's putting the shemen in a ner. So no one could dream that he's burning kachim. He's putting it, the shemen he's putting in his menorah, he's deriving benefit from it. So therefore, it should be mutter. The only reason they were geyser, yontif oto Shabbos. But challah, since challah is not usually used as fuel, so when a person will see him burning the challah, people might come, will be under the impression that he's burning it for the mitzvah. He's not burning it to derive benefit from it. So therefore, the Rabbonon asked to burn challah tmeya in yontif, because people might be under the impression that he's not burning it l'shem u'tzeirich yontif. He's burning it to be mekayim the mitzvahs of sreife, and that is zicher also in Yontif. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Tanya kevosai der Rav Chisda. So now we hear a machloikis why one is not permitted to burn shemen sreife. According to Rabbe, because of a gzeire, and according to Rav Chisda, we're speaking about Yontif alone, because ein tzofen kotshim be Yontif. Tanya kevosai der Rav Chisda, the Gemara brings a bereise that is a raya to Rav Chisda. The Baraisa says as follows, Kol Eilu Sha'omru Ein Madlikin Behen B'Shabbos, all the Shmonim, all the different types of oils, that one is not permitted to burn them on Shabbos, to light with them on Shabbos, Madlikin Behen B'Yontif. One may use them Yontif. That means that the reason Chazal Asad, all the Shmonim, we had learned in the beginning of Amem Madlikin, because they are not a good fuel, the fire might extinguish, and he might come to fix the wick, so that's only a problem in Shabbos. Yontif, there's no problem. If the fire will about to become extinguished, so he can fix the wick. Habor is mutter in Yontif. So therefore, kol eilu shomer medlikim ben b'Shabbos, all the inferior shmonim, which one cannot use Shabbos, madlikim ben b'yontif. So yontif is easier than Shabbos. Chutz mi shemen sreifa, but shemen sreifa is osur in yontif. Why? So the Baraisa says, klal, the reason of Rav Chisda, lefisha ein tzorfim kotshim b'yontif. So the Baraisa says, the reason that shemen sreifa is osur is because ein tzorfim kotshim b'yontif. According to Rabbi, this does not apply, since Trume is Mutter Bahano, so there's no Isser of Ein Tzorf and Kotchim B'Yontif by Trume Tmei. Let us see Taisvis. Tanya Kevosei de Rav Chisda. So the Raya is because of the reason that the Baraisa gives. The Baraisa, it says the reason that it's Osser in Yontif is because Ein Tzorf and Kotchim B'Yontif. Vim Taima, so Taisvis asks, Bahamashme chutz mi shemen sreife, de ein madlikin b'shabes, v'loy b'yontif. Let us learn the halachis which the Baraisa tells us. The Baraisa says as follows. All the shmonim that one is not permitted to burn on Shabbos, one is permitted to use on yontif. Chutz mi shemen sreife, so it would seem that there sai Shabbos and sai yontif, one is not permitted to use shemen sreifa. That's the rehikas lashon abaraisa. And according to Rav Chisda, the halach is not true. According to Rav Chisda, one is permitted to use Shem and Sreifa b'Shabbos. The Mishnah is speaking about Davke, if Erev Shabbos was Yom Tov, then it's also. But like this, Shem and Sreifa is Mutter b'Shabbos. And the Loshna Baraisa would seem Shem and Sreifa is also Bein b'Shabbos, Bein b'Yom Tov. That is Taisvis Kasha. Mim Taima, v'amash mechutz mishem and Sreifa, de'ei madlikin b'Shabbos, v'loi b'Yom Tov, v'ayne d'loi ke Rav Chisda. So the halacha that it says in the Barais is not like Rav Chisda. The l'didei, according to Rav Chisda, madlikin b'Shabbos. One is permitted to be madlik shem and Sreifa for Shabbos. V'yishloim, so Taisvis answers the hochi koma. Kol eilu she'omru ein madlikim b'Shabbos. All the shmonim that it says one is not permitted to be madlik in Shabbos, even though you're not permitted in Shabbos, madlikim b'yontiv. V'chol shkein, and avad the givis oisoy she'madlikim b'Shabbos, the shmonim that one is permitted to use Shabbos, is avad the givis madlikim b'yontiv. Chutz mishem in sreife, Sha'af al pisha madlikim b'Shabbos, ein madlikim b'yontiv. Shem in Sreifa, even though one is permitted to be madlik, erev Shabbos for Shabbos, one is not permitted to be madlik b'yontiv. That is the end of the sugya devil of Shem in Sreifa. Now we're starting a new sugya. Iboyi lehu, mahu lahaskir shal chaneke bebirchas hamozeh. Does one mention al hanisim bebirchas hamozeh? What are the tzdodei hashayla? So the Gemara says as follows. There's one svara to say, kiven midarabonon hu. Since the whole yontif of Chanukah is a yontif derabonon, a yontif derabonon loy matkirinon. So Chazal were not mechayev to be maskir Chanukah in Birchas Hamozeh. The whole Yontav is a Drabonah Diki Yontav. Oy Dilmo, Mishum Pirsum Meinise Matkirina. But since there's an Inyan of Pirsum Hanes, so because of the Pirsum Hanes, which is in Al Hanisim, so therefore we are Maskir Al Hanisim in Birchas Hamozeh. That is the Shaila of the Gemara. Again, what is the Pirsum Hanes that we find by Al Hanisim? Al Hanisim, we say Nisim, but we don't mention which Nisim. And the Nes of Adlokas Neiris, the Nes that the Shemen burnt 8 days, we Zichre don't mention in Al Hanisim. L'chayre de Pirsume Nise is that we are Mefarsim, the Nes of the Mulchomet. The Ramban says, Min Hanisim Hagluyim, Adam Maide Benisim Nistarim. That means the Hatzlocha of the Mulchama was really a Nes Nister. One could attribute the Hatzlocha of the Mulchama to the strategy of the Jewish army. And since we attribute it to Mosal Togi Beirim Biyad Chaloshim V'Rabim Biyad Miyatim, we're attributing it that the Rabbeinu Shalom brought about the Hatzlocha. So therefore, that is Pirsumei Nisa, we're Mefarsim, the Nes Nista of the Mulchomet. So Memele, it's Kedai that this should be mentioned in Birchas Hamozeh also, even though the whole Inyan is at the Rabbah. That was the Shaila. Omar Rove, Omar Rav Schoira, Omar Rav Hune, Einay Masker. He's not Mechuyiv to be Masker. They were Mesakim to say Al Anisim in Tefillah, that is sufficient. One is not mechuyev to be maskir. Vim bo lahaskir, but if he wants to be maskir, maskir behoido, he's permitted to be maskir, it is not considered a hefsik, and he's permitted to be maskir behoido. And the second broche of Birchas Hamozeh, noida lecha. And the broche of noida lecha, which starts with haido, so in the middle of that bracha we say Al Anisim. That's the Maskonis HaGemara. Rav Hune Bar Yehuda Ikla Lebei Rove. Rav Hune Bar Yehuda came to Rove, Sover Lat Kurei Beboine Yerushalayim. He wanted to say Al Anisim, but he wanted to say Al Anisim the way, in the place, that we are maskir all other Yomim Tovim. all other Yamim Tovim, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, we are all masker in the bracha of Bayne Yerushalayim, which starts off with Rachem, and in the middle of this bracha, before Uvne, we're masker, Ritzei, Yalav Yavai. So he wanted, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda wanted to be masker, Al Anisim, he wanted to be masker, in the middle of Rachem, before Bayne Yerushalayim. Amalu Rav Sheshes, the Rav Sheshes told them, Kitfilin. No. The Makayim of Haskaras al Anisim has to be in the same Makayim that we're Maskir al Anisim in Shemayna Esrei. Matfile Bohido, just like by Tfile, we mention al Anisim in Hoido, in the Brocha of Moedim, Natayv Shimcha Lachana Lohidois, Avirchas Hamozayin, if one wants to mention Alanisim, it has to be Bohido in the bracha of Noida Lecha, in the second bracha, not in the third bracha. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi says as follows. Bebirchas Hamozayin, the whole shaila was Bebirchas Hamozayin. Betfile Pshitalon, there was no shaila if one says Al Hanisim by Shemayna Esrei. The whole Yontem of Chanukah, the Gemara says that Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, Kavim Yomim Toivim, Bahalol Vehoido. And Rashi says, what is the translation of Hoido? Veloima Al Hanisim Behoido. That is the whole Yontem. Kriyas Halel. And Ahido in Shemayna Esrei. So there's no Shaila you say Al Anisim in Shemayna Esrei. The Shaila was, if by Birchas Hamozayin, you also mention Al Anisim. So, Loi Maskerina, you're not Masker, Loi Chayve Lahasker, there's no Chiev to be Masker Al Anisim. And he answered him, Einei Masker, Einei Tzorach Lahasker, he's not Mechuyev to be Masker Al Anisim. But the shaila is, where does one say the Al Anisim? Matfile bebirchas Hoido. Just like by Shemayna Esrei. The Al Anisim is said bebirchas Hoido. The kula milse de Chanukah. The whole inyan of Chanukah. Ikra lo Hoido niskino. The ikar inyan of Chanukah is Hoido. To be moide that it was from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's very interesting. The Gemara says, Arba tzrichin lahoidois. Birchas hagoimel. Four people have to be moide. What is the hoido? So we learned the hoido means thank you. You say, you have to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Taz says, Birchas hagoimel is, with toile bahashgoche. Birchas HaGoymel is a person is walking in the street, two robbers come, and they're about to kill him, and all of a sudden a police car passes by. Chazdei Hashem. So one could look at this, a coincidence. Ah, he was lucky today. But the halach is one goes and makes Birchas HaGoymel. HaGoymel l'chayovim toivim shegemalani kol toiv. So the Taz says, the Iker of Eido is his moideh. That this is from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. This is Hashgoche. I was put in a matzav of sakone and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam rescued me. That is the taish aboim tzrichin lohoidois. The whole inyan of Chanukah is merdike loshen of Rashi. Kula milse de Chanukah ikra lohoido niskino. The milchama that did occur, we have to be moide me'eis Hashem hoiso zois. Even though we don't see it. We see the gewaldike strategy of the Chashmeinoim, but we are moide, me'eis Hashem, ois azois. Everything was min Hashemayim. That is the whole inyan of Chanukah. So if that is the inyan of Chanukah, so therefore the mokim of Al Anisim is Bahido bebirchas ha'oretz. Taisvis, iboyiluhu ma'u lahaskir shal Chanukah bebirchas ha'mozayim. So Taimo, Tachmil Sahavale Lasuki Lel Gabi Mili de Chanukah. So Taisus has a kasha that we had finished the Nyonim of Chanukah, then we went into Shemin Sreifa, now we're going back to Chanukah. Mal lahaskir sholchaneke bebirchas hamozen. So Taisva says a different cheshbin, why tefila was poshit. So Taisva says as follows. Betfila pshita lay de maskir, mishum de tefila betzibohu. Tefila, there's a tefila betzibo. There's a chazores hashatz. Ve'ika persu meinise. So memele in tefila de ziche persu meinise. The alanise mesed barabim. Avo bebirchas hamozin shebebayis leke persumei nisa kulihayim. So that was the shaila of the Gemara. He says the Gemara, not the way we learn the Gemara, is persumei nisa amachayiv or not amachayiv. Persumei nisa zicher amachayiv. No, the shaila is the persumei nisa of birchas hamozin, since it is said be yechidus, could be that was nevachshivis of persumei nisa, and therefore, they weren't misaken it bebirchas hamozin. Maskir b'hoido, dal hanisim hoidohi. This is a hoido, v'loi tfile. It is not a tfile, it is a hoido, therefore it belongs in neidolacho. B'boine Yerushalayim, he wanted to say it, b'boine Yerushalayim, k'moi b'roish chaydish, sh'oim e'yala v'yovei b'boine Yerushalayim. So Taisa says, what is Taked the Chilik? So Taisa says, the Chilik is as follows. Mishum, the Yala V'yovai, he tfile v'tachnunim. Yala V'yovai is a bakoshe. Tiknu beboi ne Yerushalayim, dehinami tfile. Uvne Yerushalayim irakoydish b'mheira v'yameinu. That is also a bakoshe. So the bakoshes of being in Yerushalayim should are all in one mocking. So Yalav Yovai is also a bakoshe of Binyan Yerushalayim Chazoras Avoide. Ubi Yud Ches Tiknu Oba Avoide, Yalav Yovai, we say also in Ritzei, Shehi Tvila Lo Hoshev Yisrael Yerushalayim. Boshev is Avoide Ledvir Beisecha. The whole Tvila of Avoide is that we should be Zoiche again to have the Avoide. So Mamele, Yalav Yovai fits in the Avoide over there. But since Alanisim is only Haido, so therefore it belongs in Neidolacha. Zog the Gemara weiter. Iboye lohu. Mahu lahaskir roish chodesh bebirchas hamozei. Does one say Yalav Yovai bebirchas hamozei? Im timtze loime bechanike derabonon loitzorich. Lamaisa the maskana was that the persumei nisa of Chanukah is not a mechayiv. And since it's a derabonon, there's also no mechayiv. So it could be davke Chanukah, since it is a derabonon loitzorich. Roish chodesh diyoyreis etzorich, but roish chodesh, there's an inyan of roish chodesh min ha-toyre. There's kobonis which were brought specially for roish chodesh. So roish chodesh is a moyed diyoyreis. So therefore, since it is a yontif min ha-toyre, so therefore one should be maskir in yalav yovai. Oy dilme kimen loy osar basiyas meloch, it doesn't have taka, it is a yontif that one brings a kolbin musaf, but it does not have the characteristics of a yontif that is also basiyas meloche, so it's like a halfway yontif. A yontif for kabonis, and not a yontif for isa meloche. Is loy maskerina. That is the shaila of the Gemara. So do you say yala v'yovei in birchas hamozein, since there's a chiyah, since min ha-teira there's a chiyah kolbin, it's a chiyah musaf, the musaf shoresh chodesh. Rav Omar Maskir. Rav holds, you do say Yala V'yovi. Rav Chanina Oimer, Einoi Maskir. Omar Rav Zrike, Nikoit de Rav B'yotcho. We paskin like Rav. And therefore, one should say Yala V'yovi Reish Chodesh. Why? Tekoi Rav Oishie Kevose. We see Rav Oishie holds like Rav, and we are masker. Rav Oishie said, you are masker Yalav Yovai bebirchas hamozei. The Toni Rav Oishie. Rav Oishie told us, gave us guidelines. Yomim sheyesh behen kolben musaf. The days that we bring a kolben musaf. Kigoin. Reish chodesh v'chodesh shel moed. Soch Shache Arvis Veshaches Umminche Mispalo Shemayne Esrei. When he daven Shemayne Esrei, the three tefillis, Va'oimer Me'ein Hamu'ure Ba'avoide. So since one brings a kolb Musif, one is Mechuyev to be Maskir in Avoide Yala V'yove. Ve'im Loy Omar, if he forgot to say Yala V'yovei? Machzire Noisoi. That means the tikkun of Yala V'yovei is le'ikuve. This is an essential part of Shemayne Esrei. If a korban was brought in the Beis HaMikdash, so one has to be maskil to mention this yontiv in Shemayne Esrei. And if he doesn't mention it, he has to daven over again. The Ritva says, we have to learn this baraisa a little with a grain of salt. Because the Baraisa says, Arvis of Rosh Chodesh. We learned in Brochus, if one forgot to say, Yala V'yove of Rosh Chodesh by Mayrev, one does not have to daven over again, because Eime Kachim es HaChodesh Balaylo. So the Ritva says, so here, what he says, Mimloi Omar Marzir Noisoi, is going on everything by Shachis and Minche, and is going on the Meirav of Chol HaMoed. The Meirav of Rosh Chodesh is Grad Ein Machzir HaNoisa. Ve'ein bohem Kiddush al HaKois. But Kiddush, one doesn't say. Ve'yesh bohem Haskore Be'Birchas HaMozein. And one should be Maskir, Yale V'yovoi, in Birchas HaMozein. So we see klar that Rabbi Yishai said like Rav, that you say Yala V'yovoi, even though it is not a yontav that is osur basiyas meloche, aval piken you maskir it in Birchas HaMozein. Now Rabbi Yishai said a different haloche. Yomim she'ein behen kol ben musaf. Days which are special days, but there's no kol ben musaf for these days. Kigoyim. What type of days are we speaking about? Kigoyim sheini v'chamishi v'sheini v'tainius u'mamodos. So the Gemara and the Havamina learned is speaking about three cases. Monday and Thursday, and tainius u'mamodos. The Anshei Maimit who used to come to the Beis HaMikdash used to fast 4 days. But first the Gemara didn't understand what is the first case he's speaking about. Sheini v'chamishi mai avidetayu. What is there special about Monday and Thursday? He says that Monday, speaking about special days over here. What is special about Monday and Thursday? So the Gemara says, no, it goes together. Ela sheini vehei ubei shel tainis u'mamodis. Now, speaking about when they were geyser, tainis, when there was atziras kshomim, when it wasn't raining, so Bezdin was geyser that they should fast 3 days, Monday, Thursday, and the next Monday. Or Mamodais, the Anshei Maimit, who were Oilel Yerushalayim each week, they fasted Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So these special days, these days of Tainis, which there is a din of Haskara, you say, Aneinu, by a Yom Tainis, is Arvis, V'shachris u'minche mispalo shemayne esrei. Say by mayre v'shachris u'minche yedavin shemayne esrei. V'oimer me'ein hama'ure b'shemei atfilin. And Rabbi Shia said that you say aneinu, say by mayre, say by shachris, and say by minche. We'll see. We don't feel zechazay. We'll see why in Rashi. V'im lo yoma. But since the ma'ure is not a ma'ure that comes about because of a korban musaf, they said that the reason that this day is a special day is not because of a din d'oraisa. The whole din tainus is only midivrei seifrim. Is v'im loy omar, if he did not say, aneinu, ein machzir in oisoi. So one is not mechuyev to daven over again. So since the whole Chiyuv Haskor is only because midarabonon, this is a special type of a day, it's a Yom Tzoyim, so this is only l'chatchila. L'chatchila one should say aneinu. If one forgot a neinu, ein machzir a nois. If the Ritva says, one can still say it in the lakayne tzayl, a neinu. And the same halacha, really, we'll see in Tosfos, the same halacha prized by Chanukah and Purim also, since there's no korban musaf. If one forgot to say al anisim, one also does not daven over Shemayne Esrei. Ve'ein be'maskore be'birchas hamozein. And the one is not maskir the tainis be'birchas hamozein. What exactly this means, we shall see in Rashi. Zot Rashi. So that is the main Amura we say by Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. Shaini v'chamishi, Monday and Thursday, mashme, the Gemara held, shall kol Shabbosos Hashana. Every week in the year, there's a special nusach that one says Monday and Thursday. Umaya v'detayu l'zoicham. What is the specialness of these 2 days? Ulachalkom mishayim ha'ishashana. What is different Monday and Thursday from any other day in the week? So the Gemara said it's speaking about the goes together. Shein v'chamishi v'sheini shol tainis. Shehoyu goizrim tainis alakshamim. Sheini v'chamishi v'sheini b'mesechtes tainis. V'shel ma'amodois. Kloima. L'yomim shel ma'amodois. The days of those of the Anshei Maimed. Shehoyim misanim arbo tainis b'shabes. They fasted 4 times during the week. Sheini u'shlishi revi v'chamishi. What is the ma'ure of these days? The imei ha'tainis, tefillas tainis, the tefillah of aneinu. Arvi, so it says, you say in Shemayna Esra by Mayrev, aneinu. Leil kenisosa. As soon as it becomes night, you say aneinu. So Rashi says, va'af al pi she'oichel v'shoise kol alayla. It's meiridik. You come and daven Meirev, you say, Aneinu Hashem, Aneinu B'yayim Tzoyim Taniseinu, and then you go home, and you have a Geshmak Yesuda. So how does that stim? Va'afo pi sha'oichel v'sha'isa kol alayla, mispalo tfilas tainis. One should be mispalo tfilas tainis. Why? Ma'acher shenichnas hayayim. It is, the yayim tzoyim, it starts already from the night. Even though one isn't mechuyev to fast yet, that's a din in Hilchas Tainis, but the Yom Tzayim started already. V'hochi nami omar avuna b'meseches Tainis, yochid shekibul olof Tainis, af al pi she'oichel v'shoise kol ha'layla, mispalot filas Tainis. It does, a Tainis is a Yom Tzayim. The Yom Tzayim starts betchilas knisas hayom. As soon as that day becomes, and the day starts off with the night, becomes a Yom Tzayim. In Vaharai, if a person went to sleep and was not masni, didn't make a t'nai, that he wants to eat when he wakes up in the middle of the night, he's not allowed to eat. That means in Yisod, the Yom Tzayim starts already. Now, kolzman he's up, he's permitted to eat. But it's considered a Yom Tzayim. U'b'tshuves ha'go'inim motzosi b'raise. Now Rashi found that the go'inim bring down a b'raise. Shonu rabbeisein. The b'raise says as follows. Po'omim she'odom shori b'tainis. Ve'enei mispalo. A person can be fasting and he won't say aneinu. Upaomim she'enei shori b'tainis, and a person can be eating umispalo unosei aneinu. How is this possible? Hoketsa kan b'knisoso. As soon as the tainis begins, that means erev tainis. So even though he's permitted to eat, but this is the yom tainis. So even though he's not fasting, he says aneinu. Kan b'tzioso. But when it's Meitzoi Tainis, and now he fasted the whole day and he's davening Meirev, he doesn't say Aneinu. So that's the Inyan that the Baraisa wants to be maskil. When he's eating, he says aneinu. When he's fasting, he doesn't say aneinu. Klima. Erev tainis, afo pisha osid lecha la'acha tfilim. The night to the tainis, even though he's going to eat. After shmairev, mispalo tfilas tainis. He says aneinu. V'leil mochroso, in the night afterwards, afo pisha idenu betainis, he's still fasting, he's davening mairev. And the lomdus is poshut because now it is the next day already. So you can't say aneinu b'yom tzayim taniseinu. Now it is not a yom tzayim tainis. The next day is not a yom tainis. Period. So Rashi just brings down from the Goinim that we see that you can, that the Meirev, even though you're still permitted to, you say aneinu. Now the Goinim say another Chiddush. The Soif Divrei HaGoinim Kosvu, Avol Ein Onu Regilim Loimar Arvis. The Goinim say, even though Midine de Gemore, since this is a Yoim Tzoim, one should say Aneinu, but the Goinim said, we don't say Aneinu. By Meire. Vafilu Shachas. By Shachas we also don't say Aneinu. Why? Why are we frumer than the Chazal? No, there's a chash, shema ye'ore loy oynis choyli oy bulis. V'yitayim klum. And that's the matter, one of the mefoshim say, that me'ikaradin, there's a chiyiv to say aneinu arvis and shachis. And bizman Chazal, they said it. Nechleshu hadoyris, later after the chsimis ha-talmud and the tkuf of the goinim, the dairis became weaker. What happened if he'll get sick or he'll get hungry and he'll be mechuyif to eat? So it comes out that he said shkorim in front of the Rabbi Nishaloylam. So in order to avoid this chash that he might be a shakrin, so therefore by arvis in shachris, we do not say aneinu. The nimtza shakram betfilos. By mincha, mistam in mincha, they davened right before nach. So it's only a small time till nach. They weren't afraid that he might eat at that small time. So therefore, by mincha, we say aneinu. Ein machzirin oisoi. So here the halacha is by tainis, since the holden tainis is midivrei seifrin. Ein because the whole din tainus is only a din derabon. Bebilchas hamozin, and now it says bebilchas hamozin shall arvis beknisosai, the koshkin betziyosai shekva over hayoyim yizichet don't mention the tainus. They were not machayev the haskore of the tainus in bilchas hamozin. Al koponim, this is shitas Rashi. That the meiker adin the zachiyev to say aneinu balaylo. The balamoyer in mesechtes tainis daf yud aleph disagrees with Rashi, and he holds balaylo the zichen ochiyev to say aneinu, since one is permitted to eat, the tainis zichen does not start at night. That is the shitas balamoyer. So the balamoyer asks, so what do you do with this gemara? So the Baal HaMoyer wants to say, here we are speaking about Tainesim, that Adam Paisik Mi Ba'oid Yoin. That means there are certain Tainesim that one has to start fasting at night. So by these Taniyas, that then there's a din to say Aneinu by Arvis. The Ravid asks on the Baal HaMoyer, he says, Mamodais, Zicha, you start from the morning. So how does Mamodis come in? And then Lucheret Shver on the Baal HaMoyer. So what is the Gemara? If we're speaking about a tainis that starts at night, ve'ein ben askore bebilchas hamozein, so who's benching? According to Rashi, it's very good because you say aneinu even though you're going to eat. So just like you say it in Shemay Nesri, you should say it in Bilchas Hamozein also. So Rabbi Yishai said, "Vein be maskore be birchas hamozin." But according to the Baal HaMoyer, that we were only speaking about taneisim that start mi boid yoim. So fashteitzach. So you're not permitted to eat. So mehechi teisi, you should be maskil the tainus and birchas hamozim. Less it means for a chayle, but it's that's mechudishtik that they should be a special haskore for chaylim on a yom ha'tainus, since the hamaynam does not eat. Let us see Taisvis. Oidilme kivin deloy osa basiyas melochem. The Gemara Reshaile could be Reish Chaydish is not a Yontiv Gomu, because one is permitted to do Melocha in Reish Chaydish, so since it's not an Emes Yontiv, you're not Masker in Birchas Hamozim. Oho, da Oma v'peiri gimel de Megillah, Taisis here found the Gemara Megillah, the Gemara says as follows. Kol sheyesh boi bitul Melocha la'om. Any day that if you'll be Marich in Shul, it involves bitl malacha. People go to work that day. Ki goin tainis tzibo. V'tisha ba'ov. Kairin shloish. So there's only three people that are oil of the Torah. You can't call a fourth person. You have to, people are going to work, so you make a smaller kriyas ha-Torah. Three people are enough. V'she'ein boi bitl malacha. But a day that people don't go to work, so there's no bitul melacha, if you'll be an extra 5 minutes in shul, there's no bitul melacha. La'om, kigoyin reish chaydish v'chaylai shalmoyit. Reish chaydish and chalamoyit, people don't work. So then, if they're not working, so we'll be another 5 minutes in shul. It's kairin dalit. So then, there are four oilim. That is why reish chaydish and Chalamoy, there are four oilim, because there's no bitul melacha. People are not going to work. So Taisus has a kasha. Our Gemara said that Reish Chaydish is muta basiyas melacha. You work Reish Chaydish. So Taisus answers, Mi'ikar adin, it's muta b'melacha. Hainu minig ba'alme, shein regilim lasis melacha. So Taisus says, Einachanan. Me'ikar adin, one is permitted to do malach and reish chaydish. No, there was a minig not to do malach, so since there was a minig not to do malach, so therefore they splurged and there was another oile l'toire, because there was a minig not to do malach. The Taisus HaRosh elaborates a little bit more on this teretz. The Taisus HaRosh brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Hani noshim, Deloy Ovid Avidito Beresh Yalcha Minhoge. Women who don't do Meloche Reish Chaydish, it's a minig, it's oiskehalten, there is such a minig. And the Rosh Virzois, Viyesh Mekaimois, Shenogu Gam Ha'anoshim Shleilasis Meloche Beresh Chaydish. There are other places which men also don't do Meloche Reish Chaydish, and it seems that's Pshat in the Gemara, that there were places where men didn't do Meloche, is memele, so therefore that is why they were meisif another oile l'toyer. The Megiyah and the Taisus HaRosh asks Akashe from this Taisus HaRosh on the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura and Simen Tov Yud Zayin, the Mechaber brings down there's a minig that women don't do melacha reish chaydish. So the Mishnah Brura says, what if anoshim men don't do malache, ain ze minik lot. There's no such thing as a minik. He brings the Shari Tshuva says it's a minik boiris, there's no such minik. Here we have a Taisvis, and the Taisvis HaRosh that say klo, the Taisvis HaRosh is klo, that v'yesh mekoyimei shenogu gam ha'anoshim shleilasis malache b'reish chaydish. So here we see there is such a minik, and that's b'chay the Ivrin Taisvis also. One thing I don't understand in Taisvis, Naniach, that Taisvis is telling us that there's a minig, there was a minig that men also didn't do melacha. How do you learn Pshat in the Gemara and Megillah? The Gemara and Megillah makes a difference between Tisha B'Av and Reish Chaydish. Tisha B'Av, the minig not to do melacha in Tisha B'Av is brought down in a Mishnah in Psochem, in Seif Makim Shenagel. Makim shenogu lasis melacha betisha bav oisim. Makim shenogu shaloi lasis ein oisim. Bechol makim tal tamid chachomim ma adon tu melacha betisha bav. So the Ezichel was a minig not to do, there were places that people didn't do Malacha Tisha B'Av also. And the Taisa Roshet V'yesh Mekayim Eshenogu Gama Anoshim Shloi Lassus Malacha. There are places where men didn't do Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. But there are also places where men didn't do Malacha on Tisha B'Av. So what is Pshat in the Gemara and Megillah? The Gemara differentiates between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Chodesh, because Tisha B'Av there is Bittul Malacha, and Rosh Chodesh is no Bittul Malacha. Me'ikar Adin both are Mutar B'Malacha. And if you're cheshbening with a minig, there's a minig on both. So what is the difference between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Chodesh? The Tani Rab Oishiyah. So Rab Oishiyah said klar that on Rosh Chodesh, you mention Yalav Yovi Yim Birchas Amozen, Araya, we pass them like Rav. So Taisa says, Mehochalei Avaboy Lemifshit Le'el, De'enai Maskir Chaneke Bebirchas Amozen. Now, it seems Rav Oishia gave us a guideline. When there's a Kobin Musiv, then you're Maskir Bebirchas Amozen. When there's no Kobin Musiv, Tadarabonon, you're not maskir bebirchas amozen. So lechayre, from this we could figure out that Chanukah, you don't say ala nisim, since there's no kolb musaf. So Taisi says, mahochalei avaboy lemifshet laodeini maskir Chanukah bebirchas amozen. The ikel lemitchei, one could say, the davke noke tainiyis umamodois. Because the loshen of Rav Oishiyah is very vague. He starts off, Yomim she'ein behem kol ben musaf. So if he would have stopped there, ein maskirin, ein behem maskore bebirchas amozen, then he would include any day that there's no kol ben musaf. But since he gives an example, he says, Yomim she'ein behem kol ben musaf kigoin, and he gives an example of tainius, and he doesn't elaborate and give an example also of Chanukah and Purim. So it could be that davke tainius is no haskore bebirchas amozin. Dikele mitre, the davke no ke tainius am amodois. Avol chaneke upurim, avol pisha ein ben kolb musa, tzorech lahaske mishum pirsu meinise. So you can't prove from the generalities that it says in this beraisa, that ein ben kolb musa, where there's no haskore bebirchas amozin, because he specifies certain cases. But the ifche, so let's say punfakel. So since he specified davke tainis, I'll say davke tainis is no haskore bebirchas amozen. But chaneke, there will be haskore. So they says you also can't prove that. The ifche lekel amivshet, the dilma noke tainis im amodeis, the halacha by tainis im amodeis, mishum kolben musaf, because it's not kolben musaf. Well, who had in the chaneke? Maybe he's just giving an example. But Chanukah is the same like Tanya. So Memele, in the Shaila that the Gemara have cleared before, is there a skor of Al Anisim Bebirchas Amozin, we cannot be poshid from Rav Oishiyah. Umiyu Taisva says, Af Bechanukah Upurim, Im Loi Omar Betfile, Ein Machzirin Oisoi, Kedisanya Behedye Betaisefte De Broches. There's a Tesefte De Broches that says klar, that the din, when does it become an essential part of Shemayna Esrei? That's Davke if you bring a Kolbe Musaf. If you don't bring a Kolbe Musaf, it does not become an essential part of, does not become an essential part of the Shemayna Esrei, and therefore, if he did not mention it, Ein Marzirin Oisei. Taini is umamodais, Arvis, Shachris, Umincha, your masker me'ein ha'mo'uri, you say aneinu in Shemayna Esrei. Ma she'pirshu ha'goinim. That what Rashi brings down from the Gaonim. She'einanu regilim lo'imra arvis. We don't say it by Meirit. Va'afilu shachris. Shema ye'or eloi oynis choyle ye'bulmis. Nimso shakram betfilos. So Rashi brings from the Gaonim that we don't say it arvis and shachris. Uma she'shliach tzibo mispalo shachris. So Tosfos asks, so why does the chazen by shachris, why does he say aneinu? Hainu lefishi yevsher shelo yisano echad mehem. The shatz is being moitzi the kohol. So on the kohol, we can assume that at least there'll be one that'll be a misane. So that's not called merzike shikre. Aber each yochid to say aneinu themselves, that we don't say, because maybe the yochid himself, he has to be afraid maybe he won't be able to end the tainus, and it's merzi kishikre. The koshalari, so the Ri asks on the goinim, if this is considered merzi kishikre, im kein hayech lova odom tainisoi upeireya. We had learned before in the first Peirik that if a person had made a neder to fast a certain amount of days, and he started fasting one day, in the middle he decides he wants to switch, so the halach is lova odom tanise pereya, he can switch to another day. So how could he do that? Halayimtze shakram betfilosai koidim takonis hagoinim. Before the takonis hagoinim, he said mayrev already, and he said aneinu, so how could he now be lova? He went over to him, he told him, you should eat now, and you'll fast a different day. He said already, aneinu. So the Taisvis is not too clear, but the Ran says, pshat in Taisvis. So therefore, Taisvis wishes to disagree with the Shitas Hagoinim, and Taisvis holds there's no such thing as Merzi Keshikre. Since Bishas he sang aneinu, he's fasting, is there's a halacha basher usham. Now I'm fasting, now I'll say aneinu. If later it'll come out that he did, that he'll have to, he won't be able to finish the tainus, so that does not mean that he said shekel before. Zog the Gemara weiter. Iboyelohu. Mahu lahaskir shalchaneke b'musofe. Does one say al anisim by musaf? That means, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, the falls out on Chanukah. Does one say al anisim there? What is the shaila? Kiv in the last bay musaf bididei loy matkerinon, since Chanukah is not mechayiv at tvilas musaf. The tvilas musaf is because of Rosh Chodesh. So memele. So since the Tvilas Musaf is because of Rosh Chodesh, this is a Rosh Chodesh to get Tvila. So this, in Chanukah is not Mechayev a Tvilas Musaf. So therefore it is not necessary to say Al Anisim in Tvilas Musaf. Oy Dilme, Yoim Hu Shechayev Ba'arba Tvilas. The Halach is, whatever, if it's Chanukah, whatever Tvila you say, for what any reason you are saying the tefillah, but if you are saying the tefillah, the Chazal or Mesakin, if since this is Chanukah, you have to go and you have to be masker al anisim. So we have our machlekes amayroim. Rav Huna v'Rav Yehuda d'amri tavayu einay masker. It does not say al anisim in Musaf. Rav Nachman v'Rav Yochanan d'amri tavayu masker. He should say al anisim. Omer Abayil Rav Yosef, O de Rav Hune v'Rav Yehuda de Ravu. Rav Hune v'Rav Yehuda, they hold like Rav. Why? The Omer Rav Gidol Omer Rav, Reish Chodesh Echaliyes b'Shabbos. If Reish Chodesh falls on Shabbos, Hamavtir b'Novi b'Shabbos. So the person who says the Birchas Avtoire, so in the Birchas Avtoire, it does not mention Reish Chodesh, it just mentions Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. Yom HaShabbos Hazeh, it does not mention Reish Chodesh at all. Why? Shel Molei Shabbos, if it wouldn't be for Shabbos, Ein Novi B'Reish Chodesh. Reish Chodesh, one does not say Avtoire. The whole reason one says Avtoire, this is because of Shabbos. So therefore, since Shabbos is the Sibbos HaMechayev of the Avtoire, so therefore the Birchas Avtoire, one mentions the reason why we say the Avtoire. Yom HaShabbos Hazeh. Reish Chodesh is no Shaychus at all with Avtoire, so therefore one doesn't mention Reish Chodesh. So the Gemara meant to say, so the same thing, since the Sibah of Tfilas Musaf is not because of Chanukah, Chanukah one doesn't say Musaf, the Sibah of Musaf is Shabbos or Reish Chodesh, so therefore in Musaf we are not Maskir al-Anisim. So the Gemara asks, Midomi. It's no it's no tzushtel. It's no, there's no similarity between this halach and our shayla. Hosam novi b'derosh chodesh leke. There's no haftoire any rosh chodesh. Leke klal. So memele, so the whole chiyuv of the haftoire is because of Shabbos. So we don't mention rosh chodesh. Hoche ise ba'arvis v'shaches eminche. Shabbos Chanukah, we say ala nisim, arvish, shaches, and minche. So now there's a new svara. So we should be consistent, Taka. We should be, since we're mentioning by all the tefillahs ala nisim, so now we are mentioning a new tefillah, we also should say ala nisim, that all the tefillahs should be the same. We should be consistent in the nusach tefillah. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. So it's no raya from Rav Gidl. So the Gemara says, El Allah Adamye. So we'll have a raya from a different member of Rav. The Omar Rav Achadvoy, Omar Rav Masne, Omar Rav, Yontov Shechalios B'Shabbos, Yontov that is Chal in Shabbos, Hamaftir B'Novi B'Minche B'Shabbos. So we'll see there was certain Mekoymes that they used to be maftir, that they used to say the haftoire by mincha also, in Shabbos. Like we say Yom Kippurim, we say haftoire by mincha. But there were mekoymes that they used to say the haftoire every Shabbos, they used to say haftoire by the kriya after mincha. So there it says, ein tzorich lahaskir shal yotav. You don't have to be maskil, yomtiv, and the birchas haftoire. Shil mole Shabbos, ein novi b'minche b'yomtiv. So, that's sicher, that the whole din of maftir is only because of Shabbos. Minche shel yomtiv, they never said maftir. So therefore, minche shel Shabbos, you don't have to be maskil, yomtiv. That is what Rav Achadvoy, Omar Rav Masna, Omar Rav said. Now, here we have the taina, let us be consistent. By the haftoira of Shachis, we did mention Yontev. So let us mention Yontev by the haftoira of Minche. So we see there is no such svar of consistency in Nusach. By Shachis, since Yontev is a machayev for haftoira also, so we mention Yontev in the haftoira of Shachis. Minche, that the only mechayev of saying the haftoire is Shabbos, therefore we don't mention Yontev by Minche. So the same thing, ala nisim, we will not mention in Musaf of Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Shal Chaneke b'musafim, b'tfilas musafim, de Shabbos v'Rosh Chodesh, b'seche mechaneke, ma la haskel al nisim v'hido. Bedalet tvilois arvis v'shachis u'musaf ha'mincha. V'kiven shechoyves tvilos zeh hayoyim einoy. V'kiven shechoyves tvilos zeh hayoyim. Since there's a choyve this day to daven musaf, einoy p'chusa mishah tvilos shal yoyim. That's the din. Whenever you say a Shemay Nesra, you have to mention Alanism. Einovi b'Rosh Chodesh, achanami hoy, olil mori Rosh Chodesh, ein musafin b'chaneke, is leiboy laskuri. Hoch is a barvis vishach is a mincha. Bekim en shayem vachuye barva tvilis kazu kein zu. Since you say by the other tvilis, you say by this tvil also. Hamavta benovi b'mincha b'shabbos. Matzosi b'tshubas hagoinim. Shoye regilim likrais benovi b'shabbosais b'mincha. There was a minik to be kairad after b'shabbosais b'mincha asor epsukim. Ubimei parsiim gozu gzeire shaloi lasois. Dinyin of Asar HaPsukim was connected to three oilam, just like there's Asar HaPsukim in the Kriya of Shabbos, so there's Asar HaPsukim in the Haftarah. We may pass him, go to Gzeira Shalai Las, it's the Kivin Shal Nistalko. That's why we don't say Haftarah by Minche. V'ava gav di Yisra Shachis, or Minche la Mishim Yontavosi, loy maskerina. Let us see the last thesis. Shal Molei Shabbos, ein Novi b'Minche. V'koshulari. The snan beperik shlishi de megille b'sheini ubachamishi ubeshabes b'minche koirin shloishe. There are three oilim. ve'ein maftirin benovi, and there's no haftoire by Shabbos also. And here Agamora says there's haftoire in Shabbos. Tiretz Rabbeinu Tam, the Novi, the Hocha, Hainu, Ksuvim. They used to say the Haftorah from Ksuvim. Shoyim Haftirim b'Ksuvim b'Shabbos b'Mincha. G'domme b'Perikol Kisvei b'Nardo Poski Sidra b'Ksuvim b'Mincha Sidra Shabbat. But Megillah Ayri, that what the Gemara says in Megillah, there's no Haftorah by Shabbos b'Mincha. Ayri b'Novi Mamish, this is speaking about a Novi Mamish, and the Novi, the Haftorah, the Novi is only said Shachos.